focusing yourselves, being at ease, sinking into the comfort, so relaxed, so ready to find that state of peace and by bringing all of your attention to the center of your torso. Now that center of your torso falls somewhere between the will center and the heart center. And this center of the torso sits just above or in the middle of your diaphragm. And this diaphragm is an organ that brings with it a sense of aliveness and it is this muscle, basically, which enables you to breathe. So it's the seat of the breath. And this seat of the breath is a very important and powerful center in your body. Even though it's not a chakra. And this diaphragm is close enough to the will to be deeply affected by the energies and the emotions focused in the will center. And it's close enough to the heart that it gains the benefit of all the energy work you do with your heart. For without the lungs, there would be no reason for the heart to keep beating. And without the heart, no real need for the body to continue to try to breathe. So the breath and the heart are intimately connected. Energies that are automatically blended, combined in many different combinations that resonate with the emotions floating out of the will center and with the heart energy pouring out of the heart center. And so one of the reasons why practicing deep breathing is so important is because it brings energy and builds strength in your diaphragm. Ever so important. Intimately connected to the all that is. For the universe breathes as well. Breathing in. Breathing out. Breathing in. next breath in, imagine yourself breathing in peace, calmness, centeredness, focused awareness of this moment, letting go of the past, not seeking the future, but fully present here, now, in this moment of perfect balance and harmony. Breathing in, breathing out, and letting that breath energize that center. Likewise, all your breaths energize this center. And realizing that many of your creations, many of your manifestations are created right here from this center. And that the more that you grow spiritually, the higher this center climbs into the body, ultimately residing in the middle of the lungs, in the middle of the heart, raising the energy up with every breath you take, large or small. And as you are breathing in and breathing out, I'd like for you to think of something, a situation, a past hurt, something that caused you pain, something that made you miserable, unhappy with yourself. Just let your inner children, let them speak, let them tell you what that is. And would like for you to give your full attention to that child, that inner child, telling you now about this hurt. And would like for you to focus all the love you have on that child, and feeling yourself really listening, hearing her voice, feeling her pain, while you, the personality, the adult, imagine lifting that child up into your arms, setting them down on your lap, while they tell you all about it. And as you're listening, just radiating love, no judgments, no opinions, just hearing the words and responding with love. Responding to that child with all the love that you have, bathing them in it. Letting them drink it in. You as the child. Here's what you have been asking for, longing to receive. Open yourself up and let yourself be bathed in love, unconditional, unjudgmental love. And look into your child's eyes and tell them, I see you. I see you. I see who you are, and I love you. You are beautiful, a shining spirit. I see the light in you, and it is that light which makes you almost unbearably beautiful. That light. And as you bathe your child in light and love, you can see the inner light growing, expanding, becoming brighter and brighter. As you, the child, are able to receive more and more of this love for you, this compassion, the understanding, the tolerance, the inclusiveness, the generosity, forgiveness, and the patience, and the utterly faithful love you have for them, never ending, always flowing. And when your child is full up of light and love, hold them tight for a moment and repeat, I see the light and the love in you. And watch as before your eyes they evolve, becoming brighter and brighter, more and more beautiful, and the love between the two of you grows ever closer and stronger and deeper, so that you, the child, know you are loved deeply, truly, unconditionally. And they continue to evolve. And all you have to do is just allow the love to flow. It is endless. It's always more forthcoming. For the more you love, the more love you have to give. The deeper you love, the wider your love can reach. I'm pausing for a moment. Not expecting anything, not wanting anything, just being in this moment of unconditional love. Exploring, how does it feel? So that you will remember its energy signature, you'll remember this moment, this love flowing through you, to you, through you, and to you. And now, letting that child who has evolved find her place within you, filling her space with the peace and the love and the acceptance. You, the personality, turn to yourself as soul, and you hold that child up to soul, so that soul may gift that child with all the love they had and were willing to give, but the child was unable to receive. And now even more love, more acceptance, flowing into the child and into you. And this builds a triangle of love and turns into a wheel of love. You, personality, you, the soul, and you, the inner child, wheels of love, ever turning. Anytime you find an inner child that you feel needs your help, come back to this meditation. Bring them here with you, that you may transform one another. Coming back slowly into the room when you are ready. We bid you Namaste.